Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing an NFL Week 3 game preview between the Los Angeles Rams and the Arizona Cardinals, a battle out there in the AFC West. It's going to be a tremendous matchup. And I can't wait to see which team is going to take home this early advantage. And it's going to be fun. The NFC West, let me correct myself there. And like I said, both these teams, 1-1 in the year. See who's going to get that above 500 record early on. Week 3, can't wait to get into it. If you like the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook and on YouTube. Also, our podcast, you can check out each and every single day with amazing content. Draft prospects, history specials, game previews, what else, recruiting, and so just so much more. Go check it out. We have a ton of content for a lot of teams. So go over there and be sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss a single episode. Talk about these Rams, right? 131-27 last week over the Falcons. We know the Falcons put up a fight in the end, scored 17 points in the fourth, just was not able to get it done, to the chagrin of a lot of the Falcons fans that we have here. That watch us, and they're on the page. So, you know, it is what it is. Rams pulled off the win. In the game, Matt Stafford, 27-36. Pretty accurate, right? 272, 3 touchdowns, 2 INTs, only sacked one time. The rushing game, pretty much non-existent, honestly. 26 carries combined for 65 yards. 47 of those yards were with Henderson. Akers only had 44 with both those guys getting 25 touches. You got to be more productive than that. The receiving corps, per usual, Cooper Kupp led the way, 11 catches for 108, 2 tutties for him. Tyler Higbee, the big man, 7 catches for 71. Allen Robinson is still trying to get his footing there in L.A., 4 catches for 53. He did get a touchdown on the day, though. As for the defense, you know, looked really good in the first half, only 3 points. Second half, not so smooth. Ernest Jones led the way with 12 tackles with Jordan Fuller behind him. As a team, they had 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, 3 passes defended, and 2 INTs by Durant and Ramsey. Like I said, good game overall. They got the win against the Falcons. They needed to, or else, you know, it's hard to go down 0-2, so much needed win for them. Talk about these Cardinals, another team who needed to get the win in this one, and they did beat the Raiders after making a miraculous comeback once again. They scored 16 in the fourth. They scored 6 in OT. They got the win. They shut out the Raiders in the fourth quarter and in OT, obviously. Got the win in that one. 29-23, moved them to 1-1 on the year. Looking at this team, Kyler Murray, 31-49 passing, 1 touchdown, 1 INT for 277 yards, only sacked 1 time on the day. The running game, Williams, Benjamin, and Murray were the main one putting in work with Connor there as well. As a team, 28 carries for 143 yards with 2 scores. The receiving corps led by Zach Ertz, 8 catches for 75. Marquise Hollywood Brown, 6 catches for 68. As for the defense, like I said, they really stepped up late in the ball game, right? The third quarter only gave up 3 points. The fourth quarter, nothing. OT, obviously nothing. Jalen Thompson led the way with 10 tackles on the day. Only 1 sack in the team. Credit to J.J. Watt, the vet. 3 tackles for loss, 4 passes defended. No INTs for this Cardinals team here. Now, this is a very good game here. I'm excited to see how this one goes. The NFC West is just a toss-up at this point, right? right now, every team at time of this recording is 1-1. So it's everyone's tied for first place. And with this one, we'll see who's going to get that early advantage in this division. So for my final prediction, I have this one being a close ball game. I'm going to go with the Cardinals getting one of this one, Arizona 30, and the Rams 27. Yes, just a three-point ball game in this one. I think it's going to be a great game, and I'm excited to see who is going to be the victor. I think it's going to be the Cardinals, but hey, if you're a Rams fan, put it in the comments. What would be the final score? Who's going to be the breakout player? Who's going to have the best day? We'd love to talk with you, interact on Facebook, on YouTube, or also on our podcast. You can check us out over there as well. Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check us out, and we have tons of amazing content. I've been your host today, Logan Landis. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some college football, some NFL football, and we'll be back with another. Let's see what host Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, NFL Week 3 game preview, the San Francisco 49ers and the Denver Broncos, the Battle of the West, the AFC West, and the NFC West. Who will be the victor? I'll let you know at the end of the video. As I say, if you like the video, like, comment, share, subscribe, be live each every single week, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, available, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Also, go check our Instagram at 100th Football for some amazing content over there as well. Let's talk about these two matchups here. Let's go with these Broncos. Last week got the win 16-9 over the Houston Texans. I mean, honestly, man, this Broncos team ain't impressing so far early in the season. Russell Wilson, 14-31, 219 yards, one touchdown, one INT. The running game, a little bit better. Javonte Williams, 15 carries for 75. Melvin Gordon, 10 carries for 47. As a team, they ran for 149 yards. Leading receiver was Courtland Sutton, 7 catches for 122. And for the defense, Caden Stearns and Jermont Jones led the way with 6 tackles a pop. Jones had 2 sacks on the day. As total, the team had 3. They had 4 tackles for loss, 4 passes defended, and no interceptions. A lot of field goals in this game. A lot of field goals in that game. Only 1 touchdown. Like I said, sometimes you just like that sometimes. As for the 49ers and Seahawks, 49ers got the big win in that one, 27-7. But we know the real story. Trey Lance going down, got hurt. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. Hopefully, he's able to come back next season stronger than ever. So that means we get Jimmy Garoppolo once again for the remainder of the year, see how far he can take this team. He came in, man. He looked great. 13-21, 154 yards, 1 touchdown. He did what you needed to do, and they got the win, most importantly. The rushing team, they did a good job as well. Jeff Wilson, 18 carries for 84. Davis Price, 14 carries for 33. And Debo, 4 carries for 53. So looking good there. Receiving core, Brandon Ayuk led the way, 5 catches for 63. Debo, 5 catches for 44 on the day for them. For the defense, like I said, only gave up a touchdown. Can't get much better than that, pretty much. Greenlaw led the way with 8 tackles. Behind him was Ward with 8 also. As a team, 2 sacks on the day. Both of those going to Nick Bosa. 7 tackles for loss, 5 passes defended, and 2 INTs by Ward and by Gibson. So looking at these two teams here, I think for me, there's kind of a clear advantage at the moment. I just haven't seen it from the Broncos yet. It could be this week. I just don't see it quite yet. So I'm going to go with the final score in this one. I'm going to rock with the San Francisco 49ers getting one of this one. San Francisco, I'm going to go San Francisco 31 and the Broncos 17. I haven't seen it yet from the Broncos. I think they could get it going a little bit later in the season, but I trust the 49ers currently at the moment to be the better squad in this Week 3 matchup. But I want to hear from you, the fans. Who do you think is going to win this game? Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to have a good game, his first full game back? Is Russell Wilson going to start cooking for these Broncos? Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. I would love to hear you talk about it in the Facebook, in YouTube, wherever it is you want to comment. We see all of them. Also, you can go comment on our podcast as well, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Like I said, check out our Instagram as well for some more amazing content. I've been your host, Logan Lairs. Go enjoy some amazing college football this upcoming weekend, some NFL games. It is finally time. This is where we shine with the game previews, man. We love doing these each and every single week, giving our predictions and about who is going to win these ball games. But like I said, we want to hear from you. We want to interact with you before these games kick off, see who's going to be the winner. And then, hey, if we get it wrong, we're going to be the first to tell you we got it wrong. So it is what it is. But, hey, enjoy the weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.